Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so welcome to today's pre-show for today, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And I give thanks for you being there, for your BSPs. And I would expect you to give thanks for me being in your life. I'm joking. Be thankful for whatever you know is really important to you, but I should not be that important to you. Although, you know, you're important to me. I think we have a symbiotic thing, you know. If I keep doing this, man, I can almost hypnotize myself. It looks like I've got like a piece of string I'm pulling out of my nose if I'm looking directly into the camera. All right. So today we have the classic from November of the year 2005. What was that, Phil? Well, that was the year and the day. It was November the 22nd, to be specific. In fact, November 22nd, 2005, would have been the 42nd anniversary of the assassination of John Kennedy. Great, Phil. Good memory. And it was a Tuesday, so Kennedy was assassinated on a Friday. Why do I know all these things? I know. I was alive then, and I was in the sixth grade. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, here it is. Thank you for that note, Phil. Well, we can be thankful that we haven't had that. Just forget I brought it up. Tuesday, no, I was going to say, we haven't had bad news like that since 9/11. Anyway, we have today Bob Green, who announces to me and the audience, Bob, of course, the CEO of Fraser Foods, that he is going to see what happens when he announces he's offering frozen turkeys and calling them fresh at a higher cost. Will the audience agree or disagree? I'm taking this directly from the show log from that date, written by Chris Pelton, a fantastic associate producer, and I gave everybody hell in those days. It was a good show. Jay Santos was on that day. Phil plays a listener flashback. What? Then I did a CD signing at Dave & Buster's that weekend. Best of 2005, signed by Phil. And then watch him do what he does every night on the air. Anyway. So that was groovy, man. That was back in the day. How old was I then? I was 52? Wait, 51. 2000, what year is it? 2005? 40, I was 53. 53 years old. Jesus H. Christ, man. 13 years ago. Well, all right. Time marches on, and we do too. Would like to just take this time to thank all of you, though, for being BSPs, and you're beautiful, beautiful people. I love you. I'm going to now go into show mode, and then we will commence. I want to just see how long this is. There we go. This bit is, well, it says 36 minutes, but will it be the entire hour? I imagine it will be. 36 minutes was an hour, because if you cut out new local news programming and commercials, et cetera, so on and so forth, you pretty much had a 36 to 40 minute hour. Now, what am I looking at here? The Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Oh, yeah? Really? What's with the fucking Panthers? What is this bullshit I'm hearing? Let me tell you, I was just today thinking about the city of Miami and what it's meant to me in my career. Miami's been a great place for me. Two times I was in Miami, working at WSHE in Fort Lauderdale in the 70s as a young satin jacket-wearing rock and roll disc jockey. And I posted a thing about the Hollywood Sportatorium on Facebook the other day that, you know, brought a lot of memories rushing back. That was a blast. That was fun. And from there, I went to L.A. Then the second time I was in Miami was with WIOD in 19... Now, that was in 78 when I was at SHE. Then in 1994, I joined WIOD as a talk show host, see? And that was a blast. that was a absolute fucking blast. So Miami has been huge for me. It's been a great city for me. And people ask me, what's your favorite city in America besides L.A.? Miami has got to be next on the list. And then there's like New York and San Francisco and all that. But no, Miami is bang right up there and always will be. And that's why it came as a irritating bit of news that Miami is not supporting the Panthers or the Florida Panthers. Now, give me a fucking goddamn break. I know there's no fans turning out for the Marlins. I don't give a fuck if they're not a good team. If you're a major league market, you support teams whether they're good or bad. That's just how it works. I'm sorry, that is. But I know a lot of it has to do with the ownership and, you know, what their fucking problem is. From all what I can see, this guy that owns the Panthers just seems to be philosophical and is not, you know, he's not bailing on the city or anything. Now look at this. The St. Louis Blues have a new coach. Don't lose the fucking Panthers. Christ all fucking mighty. Talk about Neil being pissed off. What do you think he'd say to that? All right, anyway. Fuck it. So how the Blues doing, man? Are they winning on this new guy? Because they're in last place. No, it looks to me like the Predators just scored on him. 1-0 Nashville. 6 shots on goal. 4 for St. Louis. Here's a goal for St. Louis. Boom, Robert Thomas, first career goal. That's what you got to do. Get some of these motherfuckers to start scoring, you know, that haven't scored before. Here come the Lightning. Looks like here comes another light. No, this is a Blues goal. Are they replaying Thomas? Yeah, they're replaying the Thomas goal. The number of times you're showing me this fucking goal, they better have won the goddamn game. Look at this Thomas goal again. Stolen by Nashville. Down ice, cross the blue line. 1-on-1 against the goddamn goalie. Score it. 2-1 Nashville. Shorthanded goal for Nashville. Look at this shit. Goalie didn't have a shot. Goalie didn't really make much of a play on a puck either. Here comes the third period. 2-1 Nashville. Blues trying to clear it. Blues with a puck. Nashville scores again. Jesus Christ, the fucking St. Louis Blues. I remember when they were one of the best teams of the new six, you know, but that's going back a number of years, so. When's the last time they won a goddamn Stanley Cup, or have they ever? Lindsay Rhodes of the NFL Network says it finally feels like football is back in L.A. Yeah, I got to tell you, and I've spoken to a lot of old Ram fans, I don't give a shit. It ain't that I don't like them. It's not, that's not it. It's like I don't give a fuck. I don't, man. I don't give a shit. I guess I'm moving on, man. I'm fucking moving on. I'm, you know, I'm out of that phase of my life. You know, football, I did it. Been there, done that, man. All that shit. I got into fights. I was just reminded the other day from, I was talking to a friend of mine, Rochelle, who was my girlfriend at the time. She goes, I remember you got into that fight at the New York Giant game. I mean, it wasn't much of a fight, but, you know, somebody threw a beer and I jumped into a pile of people. Put it that way. I used to take that shit so serious. I got drunk. I was a homer. I was a Ram fan. Every time the Niners were in town, it was like a fucking, a near riot. And now I don't give a shit. Is it because I've gotten old and, like, boring? No, it's like football's gotten old and boring. For those of us who have seen it. But then, you know, there's cats that, you know, still love it. That's cool. All right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Bob Green thing, and we're going to start doing the Bob Green thing height. Let me just turn something off here. All right, here we go, man. And we begin.